A warm welcome to each and every single one of you who's tuned in to yet another episode of Disky Vibes. Today I've got a special guest and he goes by the name of KB, a staunch Sundowns supporter. How are you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. And yourself?
Nah, all is well, all is well. And I must also mention that today we will not be joined we will not have Chaba with us as there's currently personal things that he has to take care of. So today KB will be my co-host, and today's episode is all about Orlando Pirates. So we want to focus on Orlando Pirates, them winning their first trophy in 6 years, and how they've progressed throughout the season so far. But before we go into all of that, I just want us to focus on the previous game that was contested between Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. It was a 1-0 win to Mamelodi Sundowns. How did you feel about that game?
Overall, I felt that it was a balanced game. Both teams had their fair chances of, you know, dominating the game in both halves.
Yeah.
And in the first half, I think that Mamelodi Sundowns had more possession of the ball.
Yeah.
But they played too safe, in that they were more defensive and they played five defenders, surprisingly. Yeah. I was shocked about the lineup overall.
Yeah.
And yeah, Pirates were all for the attack. They came with a 4-3-3 position formation.
Yeah.
And yeah, man.
And I love the fact that you mentioned the lineup. So I'd just like for us to focus on each lineup. And you'll just give me your opinion, basically, on how you feel. So, with Mamelodi Sundowns, they started with Dennis Onyango in goals. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have to be very honest with you, I couldn't quite make out what system they were playing. But it does look like, a 3-5-2. At times, it was like a 5-4-1. But we'll just read out.
It was actually alternating throughout the game.
Yeah.
They played with five defensive players.
Yeah.
But Rivaldo Cotia would also drop into the central defensive midfield when they attacked.
Yeah.
And when they were being attacked by the opponents, rather, he would drop into the center defensive position.
Yeah. In between Onyango and Nascimento.
Nascimento, yeah.
Okay, so if we look at the lineup, we had Dennis Onyango in goals. Mm-hmm. Across the back, we had Kuliso Mudau. He signed from Black Leopards. He had Onyango, who signed from Maritzburg United. Rivaldo Cotia, Nascimento, Lila Kay. And in the midfield, there was Thapelo Morena, Toby Mvala, Mabowe, Mutiba, and Shalulile. So as a staunch Sundowns football fan, I'd just like you to take me through this lineup. How do you feel about this lineup? Because Sundowns are usually such an offensive and very ball-orientated footballing team.
I was actually surprised by this lineup because there were not many ball players and all the key players were rested. I guess it's because they're playing the CAF, which is today. So there were two defensive, two save, and I believe that they did not actually have players that could really penetrate Pirates' defense. That's why they had Shalulile alone and they played long balls to him.
Yeah.
Because he was quick to get up front, although he was offside on many occasions.
Yeah.
6 to 7 offside calls, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, but overall, they managed to be stable because in the second half, I think they realized that they do not have many ball players. So that's why they introduced players like Andile Jali.
Erasmus.
And Erasmus, who was maybe quick to get forward and help Shalulile.
Yeah.
And that's why they could create more chances, although they missed a lot of chances in the second half. But yeah, overall, they stabilized the game and the coach knew how to adapt.
Yeah.
Which Pirates failed to do, actually.
Yeah. So with that being said, I personally have a problem with the starting lineup. Mm. And especially because you're playing against Pirates.
Yeah.
Right? And you're playing against your rivals, your competitors. After Mamelodi Sundowns, the second strongest squad within the league is Pirates.
I feel
that you have to go out and actually dominate this game. Because had Pirates taken all their chances, Sundowns would have lost this game. And they would have lost this game having had Jali and Erasmus on the bench. I also don't like this lineup because what this lineup does, it goes against the foundation which has been previously laid in the previous years. Mm. When Mamelodi Sundowns always played with a 4-3-3, or they played with a 4-2-3-1. It would always alternate during the game.
Yeah.
And now, the other reason why I don't like this lineup is because there's players like Thapelo Morena and Lila Kay who sort of struggled to understand where do they really fit in.
Yeah.
Thapelo Morena, in my personal opinion, is strictly a right winger and a right back. That's it. You can't play him in midfield or play him as an inverted midfield inside the channels because he struggles to understand the game.
That's why... Sorry to stop.
No, an issue.
That's why Thapelo Morena would be lost in position at most times because you drop way too back for getting that because he used to playing the whole right-hand side. So sometimes you would be... Our right hand side would be congested because it'd be there. Now we have like six defensive players. It'd be Morena, Mudau, Mandela, Kotsea, Nascimento, and Lake, all at the back. And that's why the second half, Pirates were actually applying pressure to our defense because they also pushed their midfield forward.
Mm.
And you had players like Makaringi. Okay, not Makaringi. Who was it?
You had Mutwari in the midfield.
In midfield. Although they could not really penetrate because they could not penetrate because players like Mango could not make those runs across the defense.
Yeah.
And there was not really anyone to give him those penetrative passes so that he could get behind the defense and score. Sundowns overall were too defensive.
Yeah.
And this formation was not really... Although they won, but it was not really a satisfying
formation. No, it's not a satisfying formation. And when I go through it, personally, if I were tasked with actually rolling out a starting lineup for this game,
mm-hmm.
I would have not started with Khulisa Mutau, and I would have not started with Mudiba, nor I would have started with Mvala. Because actually, when you mentioned that they played with five defensive players, Mvala adds to that.
That's
the sixth one. Thapelo Morena adds to that. That's the seventh one. So they only had Shalulile, Mabowe, and Mudiba to try to create chances up front. And that's not enough.
Yeah.
And Sundowns now look like a team that are reliant on set pieces. Because if you remember against Arrows, they also lined up in a very similar fashion. Yeah. And they couldn't also win that game. And they scored with a set piece. This game, they also scored with a set piece. And to me, it disappoints me. Because Sundowns are way more offensive. They've got the players to actually go out and play. And especially because I don't understand what the three coaches are trying to do and achieve. Because Pito left a blueprint. And I understand that you want to impose your own style of play and your own blueprint. But you don't have to. You can carry on with the foundation which was set, which was working, you know. And if we have a look at the lineup, I personally would have gone with their normal 4-3-3. And at the back, I would have had Thapelo Morena as the right back. My two center backs would have been Onyango and Nascimento. I understand that, may your soul rest in peace, Madisha. I understand that you have to replace him. But also, there's too many changes that these coaches are making. And all of these players are new players. Whereas the tradition of Sundowns is always to put the new players on the bench and they must first observe how is it that the team plays. It's only 6 months later on do they then start playing. If you look at the example of Serino, when Sundowns played against Barcelona, Serino only got 15 minutes. And that's because he wasn't a starting player yet, as fantastic as he was. How long did it also take for Jali to become a starting player?
It took really long,
you know? So, I would have started with Morena as a right back, my two center backs, Onyango and Nascimento. At left back, Lila K, I'm happy with that. And then in the midfield, I would have started with Jali, Mabowe, and Mkhulisi. And I also don't understand why Mkhulisi, who was arguably one of their best players, if not their best players, towards the end of last season, why he's not playing anymore. Do you understand? And I just personally feel like you can't start players like Ntobi Mvala in the midfield over Mkhulisi. Because Ntobi Mvala is also not a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he adds threat in the box for set pieces, yes, and defensively as well. But playing the ball now, the tradition Shoeshine and Piano, yeah, that Mamelodi Sundowns play. He does not have that. So I would have gone with that midfield. And then up front, I would have gone with Erasmus, Shalu Lile, and Kapinga.
Yeah.
And personally, why I would go with Kapinga is because Kapinga is very similar to Themba Zwane with regards to his ability to create. And the most important thing that I've seen about Sundowns is that that trio in Themba Zwane, Erasmus, and Shalu Lile must never be broken up.
Mm-hmm.
But now Zwane is not available. So if you take out Zwane, then don't break up Shalu Lile and Erasmus, because they create the chances and they score the goals. And when Erasmus came on, he changed the complexion of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So at least put in a third player who's similar. If it's not Kapinga, then it's Hashim Domingo.
Yeah.
And I say that because Hashim Domingo and Kapinga, whenever they've come on, they've showed glimpses of understanding the system. Whereas Mudiba, for me, he doesn't understand the movement. He doesn't understand the patterns of play as of yet. He's a very good footballer, but I just wouldn't start him as of yet. So players like Mkhulisi have to start a lot more. If anything, he's been one of my favorite players for Sundowns. And in that midfield, he has to start alongside a fit, when they're fit, Kekana and Jali, or Kekana and Rivaldo Kutsia. You understand? So I feel like those guys really have to play.
And you're right about the fact that they're introducing new players too early in the season, which is something that Peter Musimane would usually not do.
Yeah.
He would give them the opportunity to maybe play other games. He would actually introduce them in CAF games.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But usually he does not do that. And I think they're breaking that blueprint, as you say. So right now, I think if they continue like this, they might not actually be consistent throughout the season.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. So I agree with you. And it's not sustainable for a team such as Mamelodi Sundowns to win games with set pieces, sitting back and playing with six defensive players. You know, it's not sustainable. And I say that because when you look at a set piece, that is a 50-50. Once the ball goes into the air, it's anyone's ball. You know, whereas if you stick to that blueprint, that passing game, the runs that are made, the patterns of play, that is 100% in your control. You can make good passes, you can have great movement off the ball, and we can see a fluid Sundowns that was scoring the goals that they were scoring. So before we move on to Orlando Pirates lineup, I just want to get some of your opinions on a few players that you guys have signed. How do you feel about Khuliso Mndau and Toby Mvala signing for Sundowns? Do you think they fit into the side? Are they the type of quality that you guys need?
When I look at Mudau, I believe that you would expect him to have the qualities of Morena. Because look at Morena and Lake. They push up front, they play the whole line.
Yeah.
And Mudau is not that kind of a player. So, if Peter Musimane was still here, or if they really applied his blueprint, such players would never really be introduced to the starting lineup. Because they don't push the high line. They don't get forward as much. They stay back too much. And I think they're really struggling to adapt to Sundown's usual style of play. Even Vala, he's not really that much of a ball player. He's not comfortable in the opponent's half, as I could see him losing a lot of easy balls during this match. And I can see that maybe he needs to sit back and observe the style of play before he can really get introduced into the starting 11.
Yeah, and also, because I've realized that a lot of players who go to Sundowns, they end up improving as well. Maybe he needs more training sessions, more small-sided games to understand the system so that it becomes automated, that when he gets the ball, he knows who he has to pass to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and moving on to Orlando Pirates' lineup, I think the lineup was very good. And if you look at the back line, I think it's a very strong defense. Although I just don't understand why Pirates, this has got nothing to do with the lineup, why Pirates didn't get another center back, you know? Because I feel that Hlatswayo and Nyawuza are very similar.
Very similar.
And I also feel like both of them make reckless tackles. And they make tackles in the opponent's half. Why are you getting into the opponent's half to make tackles as a center back? You know, I don't understand that.
Yeah, they push way too forward.
Yeah.
And they should actually sit back. That's why, okay, you're right about the fact that they're similar players. You can't have a hard tackler and a hard tackler combination in the center back. You need someone who can hold the ball as well.
Yeah.
Or a clean tackler, yeah, rather. So you could also see with Tlatswayo's tackles, and as we saw, he actually deserved a red card that game.
On two occasions.
On two occasions, because he's making high tackles above the knee, which is very dangerous. The referee was too lenient. And yeah, but this starting lineup was, it was decent, but with regards to Dzugamanja, I could see that he was struggling. He was he was really silent for the majority of the game. I guess that's why he got subbed.
Yeah.
I think that Mango should have started the game, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
He really makes those runs that could give your Makaringe and your Motswari, he'll give them options.
Yeah.
So Dzugamanja was not really providing those options. I guess it's because he was surrounded by many defensive players where he was. Because you can't be surrounded by Kotsi,
Nascimento
and Onyango. You really need to give them a challenge, and he's really struggled to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, you think that Pirates struggled without a traditional number 9 in Mahango?
Yeah, they really did. They should have introduced Mango playing alongside Dzugamanja.
Mm.
I think that would really help, because Sundowns is playing with so many defenders. You need two attackers that can really challenge the defense, make runs, give them. That's why Motswari was also silent that game, because he really didn't have options from his attackers. That's why I guess Lodge and Pule would sometimes take it upon themselves to shoot from outside the box, because they could see that playing with Dzugamanja doesn't really help, because he's really surrounded by defenders. He's not providing options for them. So, yeah, they tried shooting. But I guess that's why Zimbabwe tried to adapt second half and make sure that the midfielders push more forward. That's why the defense of Sundowns was pressurized the whole of the second half.
Yeah.
You could see that they're creating more chances, but they made the mistake of pushing the midfielders forward. But that's why Shalulio will stay up and Sundowns will play the long ball. You get the fresh legs of Erasmus running up, supporting him, creating more chances for. That's why I say the game was even.
Yeah.
As much as Pirates came with their own style and adapted in the second half, Sundowns could also adapt in the second half. So that's why it was really an interesting game to see both teams changing formation and adapting. That's good for football.
Yeah. So, objectively, I know you're a Sundowns fan.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that Orlando Pirates lost this game and that they should have won had they taken their chances and started with Mahango up front?
Yeah, I really think this game, Pirates really deserved this game, because at first, they should have observed the fact that, okay, Sundowns have many defensive players. The coach from then on should have just made adaptations in the first half, not wait for the second half.
Yeah,
you understand. So I think they could have dominated in the first half by maybe pushing Makaringe in a number 10 position, because not to compare him to Zwane, but he has those qualities where he can really hold the ball even though he's pressurized by more than one player.
Yeah,
you understand. And he can make those short penetrative passes. And that would really be helpful for Dzugamanja if they put Makaringe in a number 10 position. But yeah, those adaptations were not made
earlier on. I hear what you're saying, you know, and I like what you're saying, because there was no need to have two holding midfielders sitting. What are you destroying when guys have seven defensive players? There's nothing. And also the players you're playing against in midfield, there's Mbala, there's Mabowe, there's Mutiba, and there's Tapelo Muren. None of them are midfield geniuses.
They're not ball players. They should have taken advantage of it.
Do you understand? So push the guys up, leave Mutware alone in the midfield. Whenever the ball breaks out, Mutware gets it and he plays those decisive passes.
Yeah.
overload that defensive system of Sundowns with more, just keep piling the pressure, you know? That's what I think. And then push the fullbacks high. That's what I really think. But with that being said, it's time for us to move on to the next topic, as this episode is strictly about Orlando Pirates.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Orlando Pirates winning their first silverware in over 6.5 years, being the MTN 8?
Yo, it's really a big achievement considering the 6-year drought. But they honestly have a lot to do. They have a lot to prove. You know, it was the MTN 8. At least, let's see how they perform during the league. But overall, I believe that it was bound to happen, because considering Orlando Pirates squad from maybe the season 2018, you could see when they bought players like Lodge or Vincent Pule, you could see that it's only a matter of time until they actually achieve a victory, a trophy. Because from the from that season, before the 2018 season, Pirates, I felt like they had more skillful players rather than players who were focused on attacking and scoring.
Penetrative players. Yeah, players who could give you results.
Results like your Vincent Pule and your Lodge. So they had players like your Bokalinge, you know, very skillful. Rakhale. Even way back, they had players like, who's this, Ketokwake Masuku, players who were too
flamboyant, but could never give you goals or assists.
Exactly. So right now, I think they have those kind of players who really want to score, who really want to, you know, win titles for Orlando Pirates.
Yeah. So if I have to ask you, why do you think it's taken so long for Orlando Pirates? What you've mentioned, the fact that they've got the players now who are penetrative, who can win games, who can win trophies. But what else do you think is a contributing factor to the fact that it's taken 6.5 years? Should it be taking 6.5 years for one of the biggest teams in Africa?
It definitely shouldn't. And from my observation, I saw that throughout that 6-year drought, they've had like 5 different coaches. So there was, within those 5 coaches, there hasn't really been a coach to find the perfect combination to make sure that they are consistent in winning games, because they would usually draw a lot, they would lose here and there, and they would finish top 4. Even their worst season, I think they finished, was it 11th?
Yeah,
around there. So I saw that maybe it's a problem with a coach who can really, although they have good players, they really do have good players,
get the best out of those
players. Yeah, get the best out of players and find that winning combination. I think they really struggled to find a coach. Yeah.
A coach like that.
Yeah.
I personally think the biggest thing with Pirates for me over the years, like you said, I think in the past 6 years, they've lacked leadership and they've lacked strong defenders. When Pirates were dominating, playing in the CAF Confed Cup, playing in the CAF Champions League final, winning all those trophies that they were winning, at the back, they had Siyabonga Sangwin. They had Lucky Lichwat. They had Roy Mahamutsa. Ayanda Taba. All those 4 that I've mentioned, all of those are leaders. And all of those are very strong defenders. You know? In the midfield, they had Jali and Opa Manyisa. You know, they had a system where they had 2 guys who would sit deep, and one would go box to box, and the other one would just sit deep, clean up, and also start play. Right?
Yeah.
They also had Dane Clate on the one side, Tula Sizwe Mbuyane up front.
Yeah.
So they had clinical players, and the quality was better.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. Mm. But the biggest thing for me was leadership, and they didn't have a spine. And with that being said, they didn't have a spine for the longest time, because if you have a centre-back pairing, right, of, let's say, Sangweni and Mahamuta, in front of them you have Jali and Opa Manyisa. How many teams, not just in South African football, but in African football, can break down that spine?
Not really many teams can break it down. Because I honestly, on what you were saying, with regards to the variety of players that they had, they could easily adapt and they had depth because you have players, you have ball players, players who can hold the ball. You have decorated players like your Dane Clate.
Yeah.
You have pacey players like your Tlose Kgolela.
Yeah.
You have skillful players like your
Thulasizwe Mbuyane, who could also score goals.
Exactly. You had a variety of players, so it was across all games that they were playing, the adapting was simple.
It was simple.
It was simple for them.
And I mean, in the fullback position, they had Jele, they had Thabo Matlaba on the other side, they had Patrick Pumwayo. So those players are all quality. So I just feel like the quality hasn't been the same ever since.
Yeah.
You know, and with that being said, them signing Hlatswayo, I think it was a very good thing, and Ofori as well, to strengthen their spine. Because those are two leaders who are very good in commanding their back line. Mm-hmm. And, so with that being said, what is your strongest Pirates 11? And who are the key players in this Pirates lineup?
Currently.
Yes, currently.
Currently, I would go for, obviously, the goalkeeper Wayne Sandilands.
Over Ofori? You prefer Sandilands?
Because of his experience.
Yeah.
Because you know how they say goalkeepers get better with experience. Yeah, and I feel that he has proven that.
Yeah, he definitely has.
Then, left back, I'll go with Maela, definitely.
Yeah.
Then, Charlie and Hlatswayo in the centre back. Because,
What do you mean, Charlie?
No, sorry, not Jele.
Jele,
Sorry. Apologize for that. And then,
problem, bro.
Jele and Hlatswayo, because like I said, you can't have two hard tackling defenders. You need one who's more composed.
Yeah.
Who knows how to hold the ball.
Yeah.
And past the midfielders and all that. Then Juste is also, I like him for his delivery.
Yeah.
In the box, he has, to a certain extent, that Thabo Matlaba.
Yeah, ambidextrous. He uses both feet.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I like about him. Then, in the midfield, I would go for Motsoari and Monare.
Mm.
Playing with Fortune Makaringe in a number 10 in the center attacking midfield. Because I like that composure that he has.
Yeah.
He's comfortable when he has the ball. Although he's pressurized by many opponents, he can hold it and still play his teammates. And on the left, I'll go with Lodge, definitely.
Yeah.
Vincent Pulo on the right, his attribute of cutting in and shooting is really spectacular.
Yeah.
Then Mango up front.
Oh, I really like your lineup, you know. And mine is not too different from yours.
Yeah.
So in goals, I would have Ofori.
Okay.
And I think because he's such a strong goalkeeper. And for me at Maritzburg over the years, he's proven, you know. And what I like about having Ofori in Sunderland is that when you play certain games, you can play Sunderland, you know, you can rest Ofori. And I like the fact that it's sort of difficult to differentiate between who's a number one and number two. Both can be number ones, without a doubt. Yeah. And that's what I like, that there's competition in that goalkeeping department. So I'd go with Ofori in goals. My two centre backs would be Hlatswayo and Jele. I definitely would go Jele because he's comfortable on the ball.
Yeah, definitely.
Very comfortable, and he's not reckless. He hardly gets yellow cards and he hardly gets caught, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He never gets caught because he knows he doesn't have a lot of speed. So he knows how to time and read the game.
Yeah.
So I'd definitely have both of them there because both of them are also leaders.
Yeah.
And if anything, Jele is much more of a communicator than Hlatswayo. And I feel like he's a Pirates legend through and through. He understands the system as well. And then at right back, I like Wade Euster as well.
Yeah.
I really do like Wade Euster. At left back, this is unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I really like Maela. And I like the fact that he understands the system. No?
Yeah.
He understands the system. He's durable. He's reliable. Right?
Right.
However, I've got a special place in my heart for this player, Paseka Mako. I would play Paseka Mako as a left back, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And
makes sense.
Because he's very comfortable on the ball, and one of the most comfortable players on the ball in South African football. I've never seen him lose a ball cheaply.
Yeah.
He's very fast, and he's very strong. You know, for his height and his stature, very strong. Lots of stamina. I hardly ever see him get beat. One on one, he's very good.
Yeah.
And what I love about him is that he's, for me, he's an all-around player in the sense that one-on-one defensively, very strong. One-on-one going forward, he can also take them. Because originally, when he came up through the Sundowns Academy, M Tigers, he was playing as a left wing and a midfielder as well. So he's also very good in one-on-one situations and he reads the game very well.
Yeah.
In midfield, I would have Mutware and Munari, just like you.
Yeah.
I think Mutware and Munari can be very similar to what Jali and Opa Manyisa had.
Definitely.
You know, not to compare or to say that they are better. Because I think Jali and Manyisa will go down as the best, if not one of the best, centre mid pairings in South African football. But Munari and Mutware, I think, are very, very good together. And they both come from Wits. They understand the system. They've played together for so many years. They understand each other's game. And then, I would then have, on the left-hand side, I would have Thembinkosi Lorch.
Mm-hmm.
On the right-hand side, Pule to cut in as well.
Mm.
Lorch doing the same. Up front, I'd go with Mahango. And then, I'd have Fortune Magaringe as my number 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect so much more from Fortune Magaringe. That's why I left him out last. Because I want to speak a bit about Fortune. And I think he can become such a great player. Because he's got the attributes to score goals and assist. He doesn't do it enough for me. But the talent is there. The potential is there. And if he plays as a number 10 and he runs behind and he's able to link up play well, I think he'll be one of the best number 10s. You know, very composed, very intelligent as well. He can use both feet. So I definitely do think that that is their strongest 11. However, I do think that they have to sign a centre-back. They have to go out and get either Mkwanazi for me, who can play with Tlatswayo, who's the opposite of Tlatswayo. Very cool, very calm, very composed. Or get Rushin Duruk from Maritzburg United. They need another centre-back who will complement Tlatswayo, because Jele is also coming to the end of his career as well. So they need to invest in a long-term option at centre-back. That is what I honestly feel. But that is my strongest Pirates 11. And to round it all up, I just want to ask you, how far do you think this Pirates team can go? Do you see them winning more trophies this season? Or do you think that's just it? It's just the MTN 8 and they're still a developing side since they've brought in new players?
With the squad that they have, I definitely think they can actually win more.
Yeah.
They can maybe finish top four, definitely top four in the league. But that will only depend on whether the coach is consistent with regards to making those correct substitutions, the adaptations during the matches. Because I realize that Pirates really slack. That's why they're inconsistent. They need a coach who can really make change and adapt during the match.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't really focus on one game plan.
Yeah.
They should really have options. And they really have a variety of good players. Their squad, yes, we can say they have depth. But it all comes down to the combinations that the coach applies.
Yeah. And you know, and I mean, if you look at a player like, when fit, Zakhele Lipasa.
Mm.
Very good striker.
Very good.
Mabasa, when fit, very good. He can come off the bench. Mm. If Dion Hotok, you can also introduce him off the bench or start him. You know, there's Nkanyiso Zungu, who's got a very good left foot, who plays in the midfield. So I definitely do think that Pirates have the squad to compete.
Yeah.
And I think that I'd be very disappointed. I'm not a Pirates supporter.
Yeah.
And I think Pirates supporters and this squad would be very disappointed if they ended this season with just that MTN 8 trophy. I feel like they have to add another one, whether it's the Telkom or whether it's the Nedbank or if it's the CAF that they're playing in, CAF Confed, or if it's the PSL, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely have to add another trophy with this squad that they have. I think this squad that they have, in some instances, in some areas, they can match Mamelodi Sundowns.
Definitely.
You know. And for individuals, I think they can match Mamelodi Sundowns in some areas. And currently they play better football. So I definitely do think that. And I love the fact that you mentioned the consistency with the subs and the alterations and how the coach adjusts.
Yeah.
I've noticed that the Pirates coach struggles when it comes to that.
Really?
And I've also noticed that he chops and changes too much. And even some of these substitutions, for example, I don't understand why he will always bring on a Sipesihle Ndlovu, for example.
Mm.
And I really like Sipesihle Ndlovu as a football player. very good, and he's very talented. However, what's his best position is my question.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Is he a right back? Is he a midfielder? What does he give us going forward? What does he give us defensively? Do you understand what I'm saying? He loses a lot of possession as well. I'd like to see a player like Mtambo being introduced into the side a lot more. A player like Paseko Mako also being introduced a lot more. Because those players, every time Paseko Mako and Linda Mtambo play, you see a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And with Mtambo, he'll always assist or he'll score a goal. Every time he comes off the bench. And his runs are very good. He's very strong. And what I love about Mtambo, whether you play him as a 10, an 8, or a 6, he will always make a difference. So I'd like to see him being more consistent with his substitutions. I'd also like to see him leaning more towards Happy Jel.
Yeah.
You know? And even though, yes, he's beyond 30 and people say he's old, but he can still give us leadership.
Mm.
And he can offer us something different, you know, in that back line. Because like I say, Nyawuz and Shatai are two similar players. So with that being said, as we round this episode up, I'd just like for you to predict, where do they finish in the DStv Premiership this season?
I really think they would finish top three.
Yeah.
Definitely second.
Yeah.
I believe with the squad that they have and all the quality that they have, they can definitely finish second. Only if a team like Swallows is also consistent, because they just came into the league. But they still have a lot to prove. But otherwise, I honestly believe that they can finish second.
Yeah. So with that being said, I can't disagree. Thank you very much, my brother, for coming through. For blessing us with your footballing knowledge and your insight. I really enjoyed this, and I do look forward to recording more episodes and having you a lot more on the podcast, because I feel like you've added so much to today's episode, something that we don't have here at Disky Vibes.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it, and this was a lovely episode, and I really enjoyed it. This has been Disky Vibes signing out.